Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord.
Hello, Radio Land. This is God Chasing Ministries, where we're seeking God's face night and never before. We'd like to thank Jesus for another opportunity to come forth to bring you the wonderful plan of salvation. We're going to have Pastor Tara Hawthorne come forth with the word. And I'm just going to read from, before she does the word, 2 Timothy, the third chapter. And I'm going to read a few verses from there. And I just want you to be reminded that you're not fooling anybody. So stop lying to yourself. Stop fooling yourself, thinking that you can do whatever you want to do, and you're going to enter into those pearly gates. It's not going to happen. It's impossible for you to live ungodly down here and practice sin and then enter into the pearly gates and think that everything is going to be fine and Jesus and is going to accept you and God is and you all going to be this one great happy family. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to occur like that. And no, you're going in the opposite direction. So stop fooling yourself. And I'm just going to read 2 Timothy, the third chapter. And I'm speaking about the time that we're in right now, because right now we're in the last days. We're in the last times. And there are demonic forces out there. They're out there to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you don't are not aware of that, then you're lost from the beginning. If you don't believe that, we are in the last times, we're in the last days, and there's these demonic forces that are causing you to practice sin. And I'm just going to read a little bit of these verses. And if you fit in any of these categories and you're practicing, I'm not just talking about you slipping, you're practicing, this is part of your life, this is what you do, then you need to repent tonight and go back to your first love. But know by now this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but deny its power, and from such turn away, for of this sort are those who creep into the households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sin, led away by various lusts. And I can go on, always learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And I can go down a little farther, but I'm going to stop there. If you're in any of these categories and this is what you're practicing, you need to repent tonight and go back to your first love. I'm telling you, you still got time. As long as you have oxygen, you have time. But if you continue to do the things that you're doing right now, then you know where you're going to go. You're going to be damned to hell, and that's where you'll be eternally. But you still have hope. And this is why you're probably listening to this broadcast, because you still have hope if you trust and believe in God and change your ways. And now we're going to have Pastor Tara Hawthorne come forth with the word.
Amen. That is a beautiful word from Prophet. And I'm just going to follow right behind that. I am you all for just who, those of you who are just tuning in. We're in 1 Kings chapter 12. And in chapter 12, verses 28 is where I will start. And it says, whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And he set the one in Bethel, and the other he put he in Dan. And the thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And he made a house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the eighth month on the 15th day, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he offered upon the altar, so did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priest of the high places which he had made. Blessed be the reading of that word, you all. I want to stop right here, because the lesson is in the title, the high places must come down. Amen. The high places must come down. If you read about the kings and how this king was walked not in the ways of his father. Amen. And Asa was one of those kings that I want to make mention of, because his heart was right unto God. Amen. But it speaks in the word in 1 Kings in chapter 15, that though his right heart was right before God, amen, he did not destroy the high places. And in the high places, the people still went up and they were sinning against the Lord, and they began to still worship idols, amen, and things that were not like unto God. Those high places must come down, amen. And even in this particular scripture, it says that in verses 30, and this thing became a sin because the people went to worship. And I just have a question before I even go any further, because see, God wants us to sacrifice unto him a holy living sacrifice, and he is desiring a sacrifice, amen, that is fit, amen. And so we need to make sure that we're presenting ourselves living sacrifices, holy and acceptable in that sight, and that we're being covered with the blood of Jesus. Amen. We need to make sure that we're sacrificing ourselves holy unto God. Amen. And these high places must come down. What are you talking about, Pastor? The high places must come down. See, there is spiritual wickedness in high places, and we're still sacrificing, and we're thinking that we're sacrificing in the high places, that we're sacrificing unto God, but we're sacrificing unto devils, amen. But we're thinking that we're serving the Most High God, amen. And so we need to make sure that we're coming before the Lord, that we're knowing what kind of God that we're serving, amen, and that vengeance is still his. Before I go further, before I forget this scripture, in Deuteronomy, for those of you who are just tuning in, Deuteronomy 32 and 17, I want to read this to you. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom their fathers feared not. So I just want to have that scripture just added on to today's lessons. But understand this, the high places must come down, and the spiritual wickedness must be brought to a halt. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, saints of God, we must stop right now and take a stand for holiness and take a stand for righteousness, and recognize that even as the prophet made mention of, it's one thing that if we slip and we have a fall, but it's another thing to continue to practice sin. Amen. The Bible says, shall we sin that grace may abound? No, God forbid. Amen. And also just one scripture that comes to mind. Can the blind lead the blind? No, the blind cannot lead the blind. And so in this scripture here that I've just began reading to you in 31, it says, and he made a house of high places and made priests of the lowest of people. Amen. And we do this. We go into the house of God, and we begin to appoint people to positions that are not qualified. They're not walking the walk. We're not talking the talk. And then what we begin to do is we go to bat for these people, and we say, oh, who are we to judge? Amen. They are human just like we're human, and they sin just like we sin. But see, this is the thing. God forbid that we sin. Amen. We slip and fall, and we're covered by the blood of the Lamb, and we're covered by grace and by mercy. But it's another thing when you go forth and you're practicing sin, and there's sin, amen, that's in high places, amen. You're calling yourselves priests of the Most High God, and you're being appointed to these positions, but yet you're leading the people astray, amen. Oh my God, I just have a word of the Lord that says, how can you revive the people? There's people out there having revivals, and you're the reason why they need to be revived, amen. How can you say that you're having some kind of revival and they're spiritually dead because of you? Ha, hallelujah. See, the high places must be put down, amen. You must get to the high places, amen, where you're sacrificing, and you're thinking that you're sacrificing unto God, but you're sacrificing unto devils. And God is saying, hallelujah, you workers of iniquity, I knew not of you, amen. See, they said that in Deuteronomy 32, that they were sacrificing unto gods that they knew not. Hallelujah. And some of you, you're sacrificing to a God that you don't even know, but you're claiming to know this God. See, God is a God of holiness, and he's a God of righteousness, and he's a thorough God, and he's expecting you to go forth and live holiness and live righteous. Hallelujah. And show the people the fruits of his spirit. Amen. which is joy, which is peace, which is long-suffering, and even as the prophet spoke of in the very beginning, it is not backbiting, it is not unholy and unruly and unthankful, amen? So we must understand what the word says and see, say, hallelujah, yes, we're covered by grace, but you need to understand that the man, he cried out unto God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, he said, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I just give God the glory right now. I give him the honor and the praise. As he said, the high places must come down. He just took those words right from me. For somebody out that's listening right now out there, I want to say this to you. You must get yourself together. Amen. God said that if you're listening right now, if you're listening right now at the sound of his voice, it is not too late to make a change. This is, God is not a God that is going to just be accuser of the brethren. That's the enemy. This, once he brings these things to your knowledge, amen, then that means you have a chance to get it right. You have a chance to surrender. You have a chance to say, okay, I understand now, Lord. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a righteous spirit unto me, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm receiving you and I desire to know you. Okay, so I may have been sacrificing in unrightly, amen, but I can make the change now. Show me how to do this. Show me how to walk. Amen. Because the Spirit is what leads and guides us and says we're taught by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So these things are what we should seek after. See, when we seek after righteousness, we seek after holiness, and we seek after the indwelling of the Spirit of God, then the Spirit will lead and guide us. That Spirit is not going to have us rationalizing, saying that it's okay to sin. It's okay to go in the way in which we're going. See, that's the enemy and that's the flesh that we're in that leads us into these places of darkness and saying that the dark thing is the right way to go and that it's okay and that God will understand even if you die today. Oh, God understands. He knows what it's like. He knows the things that I deal with and the things that I'm going through right now. No. God understands the situation that you're in, and now that is why he's giving you the truth right now, because God is a God of truth and shall not lie. And so he's giving you the information right now at the sound of my voice so that you can get yourself together and you can look at yourself and say, oh my God, I don't want to be like this. Turn me around, amen. Oh, wretched man that I am, amen, and fix me and make me and mold me, because I know that you are the creator of all things. And so if you have created me, amen, then you can fix me. I understand that you are the potter and I am the clay. Make me and mold me into the way in which I am supposed to be. How can I lead someone in the way in which I should go? How? Hallelujah. The blind cannot lead the blind, amen, but open my eyes that I may see, oh God. Open my ears that I may hear from what thus saith the Lord, amen. And I harden not my heart today, because there's other people that are seeing me, amen. The blind cannot lead the blind, amen. But if you make me right, oh God, then I can show the others the right way to go. Hallelujah. But the blind cannot lead the blind. And so here in 1 Kings and 12 and 31, he made a house of places and made priests of the lowliest of people. No, God forbid. God wants the people that are after his own heart, that have the desire to have the people enter into his kingdom. How can you do that if you're sacrificing things not unto him, and that you're saying, you're dressing things up and saying it's godliness when it's really not godly? Amen. So we need, it's time to take a self-examination and recognize, because not only are we blind leaders of the blind, but these people, they're dying because of the ways in which we're going. We're having them be spiritually dead, and then the blood winds up being on our hands because we have placed ourselves in these positions. We have said that we're going to do the job, and we're not doing it. Amen. So when we go before our Father, and he's going to say that the blood is on our hands, amen, and that we knew this word, that we've been fed this word, so we know the truth, but we chose to go in another way, amen. So the high places must come down, and we need to make sure that we're sacrificing a sacrifice fit for the most holy God, amen. And that is the word of the Lord. Thank you, and until next time, may God continue to bless you. Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for tuning in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. We also encourage you to visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. We want to hear from you. We enjoy your praise reports as well as your prayer requests. Or if you'd like to call in to us, please do so at 334-496-2086. And until next time, may God bless you.